Thank you, Mark and David. And thank you to North American Published Company, Printing Impressions Magazine, and the Rochester Institute of Technology for this wonderful honor. I also want to recognize my fellow honorees, Chris, Tim, and David. I stand before you representing a dying breed of business people, the family printer. Some of my earliest boyhood memories are going to work with my father and sitting on my grandfather's lap. And while the Samuels family business has grown through three generations to become a large, thriving business, I am proud that we never have forgotten the basics. Values of passion for customers and focus on quality, and now environmental stewardship. Speaking of family, they are well represented here tonight, from my mother, Merrill, to my two brothers and business partners. Donald and Lester, I want to say to them that it is a pleasure every day to be working in a family business of such accomplished professionals. Donald stood on this stage 2 years ago and accepted the same award, and Lester's accomplishments are being recognized next week by the PIA in New York with the Franklin Award. I just have one question. Why am I working so hard? Our family has traveled this road with the help of many members of our extended family as well. First, our employees. Without them, our journey would have been much shorter and certainly not as rewarding. Second, our clients, people like Ken Lance of Draft FCB, who is with us tonight and is one of the leaders in our industry. Thank you, Ken. And finally, our suppliers, who as partners in our business, have been instrumental in our success, in helping us every day. In closing, over the years, I have watched and participated as both our family business and this industry have evolved. I truly believe that for our industry to thrive, we have to be business people first, whose product happens to be printing, and not the converse. A number of years ago, when I first read the term EBITDA, I thought the author had spelled debit incorrectly. I actually think that our company, as much as our sound principles, as we do putting ink on paper, and why there still remains a place for independence in this industry, it will only be achieved by applying good business sense to the opportunities that lie ahead. Thank you again. I am honored and humbled by this award.